16 home runs this year, batting at 294, 43 RBIs, and of course, got tremendous power. In batting practice, Frank was beating most of the balls into the ground, but when he connected, they were long gone, deep left field, even against the wind. Marichal ready and throws, and it's strike.
I believe it's a long time since Frank has seen Juan Marichal, but Juan gave Frank a lot of trouble when Frank was with the Dodgers and Juan with the Giants.
One strike pitch, overhand curveball, and a swinging strike two. Palmer worked two innings, gave up one hit and struck out two and walked nobody and gave up no runs. Wider Blue gave up all three runs on two homers. Two strikes out of Howard. Sidearm, fastball is low. That is one ball, two strikes to Howard. We are in the fifth inning. The official scores tonight from the San Francisco Chronicle, Bob Stevens, is the president of the Baseball Writers Association of America, Watson Foster of the Detroit News, and Ed Bromowski of the Polish Daily News. That is sidearm pitch misses, and it's 2-2 to Frank Howard. On deck is Rod Carew in this 4-3 ball game. Weyar and Jenkins continue the warm-up in the bullpen. Marichal pitching his second and apparently final inning. Sidearm pitch, ground ball, playing deep on the grass is Beckert at second base and lobs the ball over to Lee May at first, and there's one out in the fifth inning. If Beckert had been any deeper on the grass at second base, he might have run into Clemente out in short right field. Here is Carew, who has grounded a second and walked and scored ahead of the home run by Frank Robinson. Minnesota second baseman. Left-handed batter against the right-handed Juan Marichal, facing him for the first time. Low pitch, ball one. Well, over the years, and this is my sixth consecutive year with the All-Star Game, we have had interesting reaction from fans. Sandy, I have a story to tell you in a moment. Here's Marichal's next pitch. It's fouled out of play. When Tony Kubek and I were doing the game some years ago, we got a wire from a nuclear submarine under the ice cap at the North Pole that was listening to us. And another time, we got several telegrams from Africa. Wherever you are, we'd like to hear from you at NBC in New York. There's a high pitch to Carew, and it's two balls, one strike. Always interesting to know where we're being heard and to know that people are enjoying the great game of baseball, and more specifically, this 42nd All-Star game. Marichal, with a count 2-1, working to Carew, is crouching, watching a breaking pitch hit him at the knees on the outside corner. It's two balls, two strikes. Rod looked as though he wasn't about to swing, no matter where the pitch was. Marichal ready with one out in the fifth. Fastball misses. It's 3-2. 4-3 the score, the American League. All runs on home runs. Billy Hunter, Baltimore, coaches at third. Billy Martin, the manager at Detroit, is the coach at first base. Marichal working on 3-2 to Carew, who crouches and waits, and a curveball misses outside and low, and there's the first walk given up by Marichal, the second by the National League, and both go to Rod Carew. Marichal checks with Lee May at first base, forcing Carew to retreat. May holding him, and there's another throw over to first base. Carew has pretty good speed. I don't know if he's been negated too much by that severe leg injury that he had last year. And, of course, Mercer can scoot the batter. Marichal ready, throws a fastball right down the middle. Strike one. All kinds of motion again from Juan Marichal. On deck is Carter Semke. Marichal working from the set position, ready again, throws a breaking pitch, and Mercer swings and misses. It's strike two.
I think that was the screwball right there. He fooled Bobby with it. He had him out in front, and the ball breaking away from him. He was way out in front and didn't have a good cut at the ball.
Marichal staring in a bench and now throws another breaking pitch, and down he goes, swinging. Mercer strikes out the first strikeout for Juan Marichal, the second for the American League.
Those last two were hard screwballs. Usually, it used to be almost like a changeup for Marichal when he threw the screwball, but now he's developed it and throws a little bit harder, and you don't know what he's going to throw. As you say, he's got so many pitches and so many different motions. He doesn't usually throw sidearm to left-hand hitters, though.
And Carter Stemsky, 0 for 2 on the night, is up there, and he is a left-handed hitter, as Marichal continues to watch Rod Carew over at first base. Len Beckert, the second baseman, is back on the grass. Jastrzemski takes the fastball low. It's 4-1. Jastrzemski grounded to Beckert at second in the first and popped out hitting the first pitch to Harrelson in the third. 4-3, the American League leads. We're in the last of the fifth. Marichal following Ellis, coming on in the fourth inning. Swing and a miss at a breaking pitch. It's 1-1. May of Cincinnati at first. Beckert of Chicago at second. Harrelson of New York at short. Choi of St. Louis at third. Dodgel of Pittsburgh at left. Davis of Los Angeles in center. Clemente of Pittsburgh at right. Bench of Cincinnati behind the plate. And Marichal of San Francisco pitching to Jastrzemski of Boston. Another check to Carew. That's the fourth time tonight he's checked Rod at first base. 1-1 to Jastrzemski. Wind continues to blow and remains a factor. Another breaking pitch low and away. It's 2-1 to Carter Stemsky. They have a red star out in left field, a white star in center field, a blue star in right field. Bunting around the ballpark, a capacity crowd. Tickets sold out 2 days after they went on sale here at Tiger Stadium. Marichal back with a fastball and fouled out of play by Jastrzemski behind the plate. There's bunting laced across the tops of the dugouts of the American League on the third base side and the National League on the first base side. Tiger Stadium, one of the real remaining, what they used to call, ballparks. Now there are stadiums around the league. Brand new, beautiful stadiums that have sprung up in St. Louis, Dome Stadium in Houston, Atlanta, Philadelphia, the Big A. Kansas City will have one next year. Tiger Stadium, like Fenway Park in Boston, Wrigley Field in Chicago, White Sox Park, County Stadium in Milwaukee, which now must be called an older stadium. This one goes way back. Two out, one on, last of the fifth. Marichal working with a 2-2 count to Boston's Carter Stemsky. Marichal ready with that big motion, and there's a ground ball, and Beckert is waiting right there, pulled around to the right and tosses on to Lee May, and it's no runs, no hits, no errors, and one left. We've now gone five full innings. That is 4-3, the American League lead.
Ready on the clock.
Golf, we hear is the filming of a TV commercial in which a man will shave in less than 20 seconds to test the Gillette Techmatic razor. I can guarantee it'll never cut you, but Techmatic is made to reduce the risk.
10 seconds.
Techmatic is specially designed for fewer nicks or cuts.
15 seconds.
And that's it. 16.8 seconds. A good close shave without a nick or cut.
Yeah, that Techmatic works great.
Watch for this commercial on TV. Proof that Gillette Techmatic is tough on your beard, not on your face.
The many thousands of teenagers who are members of the Retail Clerks International Association know that their overall well-being is enhanced by the good working conditions achieved by their union. They know, too, that to attain sound objectives for themselves and their country, they must work with clear heads and healthy bodies. The Retail Clerks Union urges the youth of America to avoid harmful drugs and to register to vote in next year's election. This message from the Retail Clerks International Association, Washington, D.C., 20006. Now we pause 30 seconds for station identification.
Shop Spectre's gigantic summer clearance of men's and boys' clothing and sportswear, all famous brands. Sale now in progress at Spectre's, 233 Central Avenue, Albany. This is Steve Fitz, your contact host. Call us weeknights from 8 to midnight. Here on the fresh air sound of Radio 81, WGY Schenectady.
Jim Simpson with Sandy Koufax as we start the sixth inning. Mike Cuellar is on the mound. And are you ready if you're keeping score? Armin Killebrew has gone in at first base. Cookie Rojas is at second base. Amos Otis has gone to center field. Al Kaline of Detroit has gone to right field. So right now, your American League lineup in the field. Freehand behind the plate. Killebrew at first. Rojas at second. Aparicio at short. The applause for Kaline out in right field. Brooks Robinson remains at third. Jastrzemski in left. Otis in center. Kaline in right. And Lee May comes to bat for the first time in this 4-3 ball game to face Mike Cuellar, who has won 11 ball games in a row, and he is 13-1 on the year. Left-handed pitcher from the Baltimore Orioles to face the right-handing hitting Lee May. First pitch, big breaking pitch, curveball, strike one. May hitting at 295 with 23 home runs and 55 RBIs from the Cincinnati Reds. Cuellar back again, misses outside. They say, Sandy, about Mike Cuellar that, well, to be quite frank, he's got to break a sweat before he becomes effective. And the wonder is how well he will do. He's been warming up for a long time. There's a high pitch that's fouled back as he faces Lee May.
Sure, there are a lot of pitches like that. Cuellar is one of those fellas, if you don't get him early, you're not usually going to get him. If he has his trouble, he has it early in the ball game. And these kinds of games where you come in and pitch a couple of innings, sometimes Mike could have a little trouble getting loose.
Well, that pitch is up high and away from Lee May, and it's two balls, two strikes. They are the big red machine. Cincinnati. They are of Baltimore, which beats Cincinnati. Ground ball on a breaking pitch into the American League bullpen down the third base side. So Cuellar and Lee May are well acquainted from last year's five-game World Series in which Baltimore took Cincinnati. Matter of fact, as Sparky Anderson made out this National League lineup yesterday, here is Cuellar's pitch, a big curveball that misses outside, and it's 3-2. As he said, Mays to lead it off. Aaron bat second, Torrey third, Stargell fourth, McCovey fifth, Ben sixth, Sparky began to laugh. That's the most fun he's had all of 1971. 3-2 now to May, the first man, and somebody's yelling, hold it, hold it, hold it. It's Aparicio yelling, now Brooks Robinson yelling, and now they're looking up into the seats behind home plate. And an usher walks over there and says something. It was Robinson that called time, and here's a high and away pitch, and May becomes the first man to draw a base on ball. Cuellar gives it up.
Jim, just looking at Cuellar, he hasn't thrown any pitches very hard. He's thrown a slow curveball. He's another pitcher with a good screwball. I think Mike's best pitch over the years has been the screwball, but he has a good fastball. You must have a good fastball, otherwise none of the other pitches will work for you. And he hasn't thrown anything very hard. Everything's been sort of soft and very slow. And he may be having a little bit of trouble getting loose.
Frank Beaumont called Sparky Anderson, the manager of the National League All-Stars, from a dugout and had a conversation with him looking over the lineup. And we see that Don Kessinger, shortstop for the Chicago Cubs, is up and working out down in the bullpen of the National League along the right field line. They are ready to face Joe Torrey, who's 0-2 on the night. Throws him a fastball, ground ball to Brooks Robinson, goes down to second base to Rojas. Rojas turns it over to first. Double play, first of the night.
Jim, I think the National League, with the World Series and the All-Star game, has seen enough of Brooks Robinson that they don't want to hit it to him. They could try somebody else. Otherwise, every time you hit it to Brooks, it seems like he either gets one or two outs.
Well, that was also a test, Sandy, for Cookie Rojas, who came off the bench and was in, and the second man up with him in the infield. He had to be the middleman on a very quick double play. Here is Stargell, and they have pulled way around to the right for him, and he takes a big cut at the first one. Stargell was hit by a pitch by Vida Blue in the second and struck out on a very disputed play in the fourth. Ball rolled back to the screen. Freehand got it, threw on the first base while Stargell thought he'd fouled it off. Didn't think it was a third strike. Strike one to Willie with two out in the sixth inning. 4-3, the American League. We are ready to throw and throws a big curve. It's in the dirt. Stargell went around, didn't want to, but Beaumont gave it a curl of the finger, said, yes, you did. It's two strikes. Stargell with 30 home runs, 87 RBIs, is hitless on the night, although he has been hit. Like Colbert may be out. There's another pitch, breaking pitch inside, one ball, two strikes. And if Willie Stargell gets on, remember Juan Marichal batting in the number five spot, Nate Colbert of the San Diego Padres, power hitter, will step in. We are the third American League pitcher, Vida Blue, Jim Palmer, now Mike Cuellar, ready and throws a fastball, but just inside. Two balls, two strikes. Mike gave him that big, slow, easy motion and then fired the ball inside to Willie Stargell. Four home runs have accounted for all the runs in this 4-3 ball game. Big curve, and he got him swinging. Stargell strikes out for the second time and the second time in a row. Now, the runs, hits, or errors, none left. We go to the last of the sixth, the American League 4, the National League 3. Now, this is the time of the year when oil performance really counts. With temperatures way up, you want an oil that will really protect your engine. And that's precisely what you get with Phillips 66 Pop Arctic Motor Oil, the all-season motor oil. It's got what it takes to keep your engine well lubricated and running smooth, no matter how high the temperature goes on the road. What's more, Phillips 66 Pop Arctic Motor Oil has a patented detergent additive to help keep your PCV valve running clean. And that's important, because if your PCV valve isn't kept clean and becomes clogged, your engine can't breathe properly. So when that happens, you can use more gas and more oil. To get the oil that gives you the kind of performance you can rely on, Phillips 66 Top Arctic Motor Oil. It's awaiting you now at the same place you go for the free-for-the-money performance gasoline. The Phillips 66 station nearest you. Don Kessinger has moved in at shortstop, replacing Bud Harrelson. And Ferguson Jenkins becomes the new pitcher.
Jim, and I would have to think in this situation that Kessinger will come into the ball game and hit in the number five spot, replacing Marichal, and Jenkins will move into Bud Harrelson's spot in the lineup.
Well, you'll hear a hand here, Al Kalar. The youngest man ever to win a batting championship in the American League. He has a .324 all-star batting average. But this is his first all-star game in 5 years, and since 1961, Kaline, a fine hitter, has only had one all-star hit. Kaline hitting better than 300, 303, 8 home runs, 28 RBIs, and there's a base hit. Looped over second base.
Didn't hit that ball very hard. It looked like he hit it on the end of the bat with one hand. It looked like one hand came off the bat, but in the box score, it's going to look like a line drive. It went right back through the middle for the single.
Well, here's Harmon Killebrew filling in for Norm Cash at first base, and Killebrew got off to a great hitting start, but has slumped to .257. Leads the American League in RBIs with 60, has 11 home runs, and there's a pitch from Ferguson Jenkins. That's ball one. Killebrew now has 498 lifetime home run. Two more, and he joins that exclusive 500 club. Don Wilson, there's a ground ball by Killebrew, foul. Don Wilson, the last minute replacement for Larry Durker of the Houston Astros, right-hander who can throw very hard, is now out and warming up in the National League bullpen. Kalon on at first base, not quick, but very smart and very good base runner. Killebrew, with all that power, right-handed batter from the Minnesota Twins, steps in. He has hit one over the roof in left field here. One of two men to do it. The other is Frank Howard. Jenkins throws. Strike call. One ball, two strikes. Killebrew hit four home runs here last year. Has none thus far this year. Throw over to first base where Kalon is not going anywhere. Jenkins, 13-8 this year, 2.83 earned run average, and this is the second All-Star game. Ferguson, of course, great record. Throws now low and away to Killebrew, and it's 2-2. And Jenkins says that he's got to prove to his employers that he belongs in the same group with Bob Gibson of St. Louis, among others, in that he has won 20 or more ball games for the last 4 years. Low again to Killebrew. But Ferguson says, well, they don't pay me like they pay Bob Gibson. I'll just have to prove it. 3-2 to Killebrew. Kaline on at first with that bloop single on the first pitch that Jenkins threw. 4-3, the American League, last of the sixth. The runner's going. Killebrew, long drive, deep left field, back to Stargell. Looks up, home run.
got to know that ball was hit very hard to get out of this ballpark tonight. It was high. It was a high fly ball to left field. It went out rather easily, and the wind is still blowing very hard out there. But as you said before, Killebrew has a lot of power. He hit that ball very hard.
Brooks Robinson is grounded out and lined deep to center field. Up for the third time. Turned over one double play in quick order and robbed another man of a base hit. 6-3 the score. Another low pitch from Jenkins, who has faced two men, has given up a single to Kaline and a 2-run homer to Killebrew. The American League leads 6-3. They have had 3 2-run homers. The National League has 1 2-run homer and a solo home run. It is ballpark, you betcha. There's a strike call on the outside corner. 2-1 to Brooks Robinson. This is Harmon Killebrew's third All-Star game home run. And add that onto his 498 during a regular season. He's already at over 500. Line drive, center field. Brooks Robinson has the third consecutive hit off Ferguson Jenkins. Don Wilson continues to throw. 6-3 ball game. And now for the Detroit fans, the Bill Freehan, who's almost put one out of here and fouled out, can connect. It'll be a perfect night. Freehan, the Detroit catcher.
Jim, I have to wonder a little bit whether or not Ferguson Jenkins is healthy. Maybe he's having a little bit of a problem. I don't know what. But when that first man got the base hit, manager Sparky Anderson got Don Wilson up in the bullpen. And usually in an All-Star game, pitcher doesn't get up that quickly behind another All-Star pitcher.
Freehan looks at a fastball that's blown away. Ball one. 6-3 the score. Last of the sixth inning, the American League has lost 8 in a row, 12 of the last 13. The National League leads 24-17 overall in this game that was started back in 1933. Jenkins, working from the stretch, throws low and away again. It is 2-0. The Freehan. Don Bentz looks out to Jenkins. Don Wilson continues to throw out on the bullpen for the National League down the right field line. There's been lots of power exhibited tonight. Jenkins throws the fastball. This is a strike. Two balls, one strike. Three home runs by the American League, two by the National, and it's not over yet. Remember what we said. Most were predicting this would be something like a 12-11 ball game. Jenkins throws high but deep, and in that wind to center field. Back goes Willie Davis, circling under it. The ball held it up and blew it back toward right. And he catches it for the first out of the sixth inning. Started out well, but just simply died in that wind. And here's Aparicio, 1-for-2. He started a 4-run rally with a single back in the third inning. 6 runs on 7 hits now. No errors for the American League. 3 runs, 3 hits. No errors for the National League. And the National League is now in its 9th consecutive game without an All-Star error. Jenkins throws fastball, good-looking fastball, and it's strike one. It is Lee May at first, Glenn Beckert at second, Don Kessinger at short, Joe Choi at third, Stargell in left, Davis in center, Clement at right, and Bench catching that swinging strike thrown by Marischal, the pitcher. Two strikes to Luis Aparicio. Aparicio now 37 years old, and what a shortstop he has been in the American League. Ground ball. Chance for Beckert, who goes to Kessinger. Back to first base. Double play. And out of the inning, but not before, the American League gets 2 runs on that home run by Killebrew to left. 2 runs on 3 hits. No errors and none left. We've gone 6 full innings. The American League 6. The National League 3. The Retail Clerks International Association has in its ranks many thousands of teenage store workers who, through their union, enjoy good working conditions. They know that to attain sound objectives, both for themselves and their country, they need clear heads and healthy bodies. The Retail Clerks Union urges the youth of America to avoid harmful drug habits and to register to vote so that they can make vital contributions to next year's election. This message from the Retail Clerks International Association, Washington, D.C., 20006.
Does my antiperspirant keep me dry? Sometimes, yes. Sometimes, no. More times, no.
Well, I'd like to tell you that my antiperspirant keeps me dry all the time, but I have this thing about honesty.
If you're still getting wet, you've got to start getting tough. With dry start and perspirant. Woo! Super dry and stuff. If you're still getting wet.
Jim Simpson, Sandy Koufax. Seventh inning, 42nd All-Star game. And it's 6-3, the American League. And Don Kessinger, who was up and ready to bat before Stargell, was struck out to end the sixth inning. The Chicago Cubs shortstop will lead it off. Kessinger, switch hitter, hitting a 288, two home runs, 25 RBIs. Kessinger batting fifth here, and for you National League fans, you know that's quite unusual. Don is ordinarily the leadoff batter for the Chicago Cubs, and quite a leadoff man. Bunts well, runs pretty well, was a basketball player. Good eye, strikes out seldom, switch hitter, and fouls the first one off, strike one. Mike Cuellar, if Earl Weaver goes according to plan, pitching his second and final inning with Mickey Lolich of Detroit, who has not yet begun to warm up, scheduled to pitch 8 and 9. Strike one, pitch again by Kessinger, strike two. Felix Mian is out, then a Braves infielder and warming up in the bullpen. But the American League, Killebrew is at first, Rojas at second, Aparicio at short, Robinson at third. Left, Otis in center, Kaelin in right, freehand giving the signal to Cuellar, who's ready to pitch on the two-strike count, misses outside to Don Kessinger.
See, I wonder how many more changes Earl Weaver will make in this ballgame. He's got a pretty good defensive ball club in there now, and with this three-run lead, I think he'd want to have his best defensive club on the field.
1-2 the count. Right field is hit. Kaelin is there. Drops it a few steps and has it. One of a few easy outs of this ballgame. And that'll bring up Johnny Bench. Well, you know what Earl Weaver said, Sandy, with 8 consecutive losses to the National League. He said, we have come here to win. He said, I'm not here to win a popularity contest, to play everybody. We have come here to win. American Leaguers have argued, as we've said, that of those 8 consecutive losses, 5 have been by one run, 3 in extra innings. Remember, they had a 3-run lead in the ninth inning a year ago and lost an extra inning. Big curve that Bench tried to bunt. By the time the slow curve got there, Johnny was halfway down the first baseline.
Well, I think part of that was a little bit of byplay between Johnny Bench and Brooks Robinson. Brooks has caught all kinds of line drives, and Bench was going to bunt on him and just see if he could play that deep and still throw him out on the bunt.
Strike one pitch is a fastball to Brooks Robinson. Passed his glove, base hit in left field, and Bench, who has a 2-run homer, has his second hit. And the other time at bat, he was robbed by Robinson in the fourth inning. So John is having quite an all-star game.
And Brooks just pointed over to John, to Bench. And I think, I don't think Brooks would have caught the ball anyway, but the attempted bunt did bring him in a step or two and made every little bit help.
Killebrew is now saying, do I hold Bench or not? And is standing just off the bag at first base. Down the line a bit, not on the bag at all. As Becker, who is lined out and grounded out, right-handed batter, second baseman from the Cubs, steps in and takes a curve for strike one. One out in the seventh, National League trailing the American League 6-3. All runs have scored on home runs. And if you've just joined us, you have missed quite a ball game. Nate Colbert is on deck as the ball has popped up. Brooks Robinson at third base says he's got it. Now he says, Aparicio, you've got it. So Luis takes it. And Beckett is out. And here comes Colbert. Nate Colbert comes in as a pinch hitter.
Colbert ready for...
Colbert hitting a 277, 19 home runs, 51 RBIs. Right-handed batter has the bat back on her shoulder as the delivery is started and lifts it off and takes strike one. San Diego Padres, right-handed hitting power man. Slightly open stance, rather deep in the box. Cuellar, left-handed batter, working to the right hand of Colbert with two out, throws him a curve. That's a strike at the knees. It's two strikes to Colbert. Nate didn't think so. Mickey Lolich has now begun to throw for the American League down the third baseline. Bench leads off a couple of steps from first base. Leal throws a fastball and strikes him out swinging. No runs, one hit, no errors, one left. To the last of the seventh we go. The American League 6, the National League 3.
When I say made in Detroit, what do you think of?
Automobiles.
What car companies can you think of?
GM, Chrysler, Ford.
When I say engineering, which of those companies do you think of?
GM.
Do you know what company came up with the first fluid drive?
I'm tempted to say Chrysler.
Right. Do you know what company first offered power steering?
Chrysler?
Uh-huh. Now, do you know the first company to use torsion bar suspension in all its cars?
Also Chrysler. I'm picking up...
Pause 30 seconds for station identification.
It's a gigantic store-wide summer clearance at Spectre's of Albany. Spectre's, Metroland's fashion leader for men and boys, has flash prices on all summer clothing, summer suits, and sportswear. Spectre's has a tremendous selection, one city block deep, filled with the famous brands you know and trust. Remember, Spectre's can fit any man, any size, any budget. Get big savings now during the great summer clearance at Spectre's, 233 Central Avenue, Albany. Open every night till 9, Saturday till 6. WGY, Schenectady, New York.
Tiger Stadium, Detroit, 42nd Annual All-Star Game. Hello again, Jim Simpson with Sandy Koufax. And Don Wilson of the Houston Astros with a 6-6 record, a 3.36 earned run average, is on the mound, right-handed, to throw to Amos Otis of Kansas City, who drills the first one to left field. Sargill comes in, over, back a little bit, and has it for the first down. Harvey had a chance to tell you that Otis is a fine-looking young center fielder from the Kansas City Royals, hitting .317 this year. And now, stepping to the bat will be Cookie Rojas, up for the first time, as was Otis, and as is Otis, a member of the Kansas City team, and Rojas, former National Leaguer, having a great season. Wilson throws him, and he hits the first pitch, but pulls it foul. Rojas hitting .315. The Philadelphia Phillies voted Cookie Rojas some years back their best all-time second baseman. He's only been with Kansas City less than a full season. This was one hit down the line, maybe trouble. Ime goes out, but in comes Clemente and has it in short right field. And again, I must complete my story after the batter's gone out. With Kansas City, Rojas already has been acclaimed the top second baseman in history. Well, Cuellar is out, and Don Buford, another Baltimore player, is coming in. Buford, fine leadoff batter and having a fine year, has power. 314, 13 home runs, 40 RBIs. Former Southern California football star. Last of the seventh inning, two are out, 6-3 to score. American League, everyone on a home run. Wilson on the mound replaced Larry Durker, who had to withdraw. Throws a breaking pitch, misses outside. May at first, Beckett at second, Kessinger at short, Torrey at third, Stargell in left, Davis in center, Clemente in right. Bench is catching his fourth catcher, Don Wilson of Houston. One ball caught the fastball, but misses. It's 2-0. Buford is a switch hitter and, of course, is batting left-handed against the right-handed Don Wilson. Big swing and a miss. Two balls, one strike. Another swing and a miss. Don Wilson, of course, has pitched two no-hit ball games. And over on the National League roster is Rick Wise, who has pitched two no-hit ball games, including one this year in which he hit two home runs. 2-2 pitch, fastball, and simply struck him out swinging. And Buford runs down the third baseline as the ball was dropped by Bench. Now runs, hits, errors. What a job Don Wilson did. 7 complete innings. Score, American League 6, National League 3.
Ice cream, folks. Hey, you're Andy and Dolly Granatelli, right?
Right.
Say, Mr. Granatelli, I've got a super-duper ice cream bar I call the STP Special, because it cuts summer heat better, it's smoother, and it keeps you cooler longer, just the way STP oil treatment works in a car's engine.
Except for one thing.
What's that?
You can't lick STP.
The many thousands of teenagers who are members of the Retail Clerks International Association know that their overall well-being is enhanced by the good working conditions achieved by their union. They know also that to attain sound objectives for themselves and their country, they must work with clear heads and healthy bodies. The Retail Clerks Union urges the youth of America to avoid harmful drugs and to register to vote at next year's election. This message from the Retail Clerks International Association, Washington, D.C., 20006.
And now for the American League, we've got Mickey Lolich of Detroit into the ballgame. And what a great year Mickey's having. He's won 13. I mean, he's won 14 ballgames and lost 6, 13 complete games. His ERA is 2.96. But the big thing, he's been the workhorse of this Detroit staff. He's pitched 207 innings already before the All-Star game, and that's a lot of innings. And talking to Mickey before the game, he was wondering just how many innings can you pitch in 1 year. He's got a good chance to be close to 350 before the year's over.
Well, the first man he will face is Bobby Bonds of the Giants, replacing Willie Davis, fine center fielder. Also plays right fielder, 20 home runs, hitting over 300, 56 RBIs. Bonds, one of the rare members of the 30-30 club. That means that 1 year he hit 30 home runs and also stole 30 bases. Right-handed batter. To face the left-handed Lolich, and that's why the changes have been made by Sparky Anderson, replacing the left-handed Willie Davis. Lolich pitching to save this ball game. Throws strike to Bonds. Funny thing, the three runs given up to the National League were given up by Vida Blue, but in the last of the third inning, in which he technically was still in the ball game, the American League went ahead with four runs. This one is in the dirt by the feet of Bonds and skips back to the screen, and it's one ball, one strike. Well, it's the hero of that 1968 World Series. Won three games. Fastball up high, and Bonds took a good shot but missed. Bobby will strike out a lot, not necessarily tonight, but has a history of it. 170, 180 times a season, trying to cut that down. His overall average, 312 for the year. He's going to be a great star with the Giants, already is a star, but he's just starting. Pull out on a curve, ball, strike three. That is the seventh National Leaguer to strike out. There have been three American Leaguers who have struck out.
Eric, did you read Lolich's comment this week somewhere? Mickey has been called, I guess, a portly port sider. He's a little heavy, and he said he's done a lot for the fat guys in this world. He says they watch him pitch and say to their wives, look at that fat guy, he's doing all right, and have another beer. He says it's done a lot of things for fat people.
Here's the brother Clemente against Palmer back in the fifth inning. He crawled out on strikes looking. This one is under his feet and skips back to the screen again. Almost the same kind of pitch that got away from Mickey against Bobby Bonds. Ball one to Roberto Clemente. Up for the second time. Lolich of Detroit trying to save it for the American League before the home folks. And this pitch is over. Strike one. 6 runs, 7 hits, no errors for the American League. 3 runs, 4 hits, no errors for the National. Big curve misses outside. Change up curve and 3 or 4 feet outside. Two balls, one strike. Remarkable night in Detroit. Temperature, I guess, has dropped to the low 70s. Little or no humidity. A lot of wind blowing. Another big curve that misses again outside. And there's 3-1 to Roberto Clemente. On deck is the dangerous Lee May in the 6-3 ball game. And in this ballpark, as you saw when the National League had a 3-0 lead, he can close up that lead and go ahead in a hurry. Jim Terry and Wilbur Wood are working. Terry right-hander. Cy Young Award winner last year, Wilbur Wood, a left-hander and a knuckleballer. Back with a fastball, hit, ripped to center field. Back goes Amos Otis, great speed. Back, looking up at 415 feet away in the upper deck. And it's 6-4. Three home runs for each team. Roberto Clemente connects. And that ties an all-star record of 6 home runs in the game, and we are in the 8th inning.
Jim, it seems to me that if you look at all the great hitters, they all have good power in the opposite field. Roberto Clemente, another one of those right-hand hitters who can hit the ball quite a ways to the opposite field. He played in the old ballpark in Pittsburgh for many years, and that was the shortest fence in the park, so he learned to hit the ball the other way.
With one out in the 8th inning, Lee May takes low, ball one, and Lee May can connect. He hit 12 home runs in the 31 games played in June. Back with a fastball, ground ball, Lolich has it at the mound and throws over to Killebrew at first base for the second out, and the dangerous May is put down. Now Ron Santo comes up to replace Joe Torre, who was hitless in 3 times at bat. Santo obviously will take over for Torre at third base in the last of this 8th inning. 6-4 the score, and when they have hit the ball, it has gone a long way. That's that 3 we have seen hit into the upper deck in center field, Sandy, or at least to the upper deck, including the Reggie Jackson one that hit, might have gone out of here, but it hit up among the lights, the stanchions that hold up the lights.
Yeah, I think we've seen 2 into the upper deck and 1 over it, the one by Reggie Jackson.
Second pitch to Santo, breaking pitch, strike 1. 1-1 to Ron Santo. Santo, longtime captain of the Cubs, 15 home runs this year in Wrigley Field, 60 RBIs, hitting at 288. Lolich ready, throws a curve that's inside and low. 2-1. 8th inning, 6-4. Well, for once, the experts were right. They said it's a hitter's ballpark. We see a lot of home runs, and we have seen 6. Lolich ready with a fastball. Swing and a miss by Santo. 2-2. On deck is Willie Stargell, who has 30 home runs in regular season play, but tonight has struck out twice and has been hit by a pitch. May not get a chance to bat and miss the 8th inning. It all depends on what Santo does. Now, the third base umpire, Doug Harvey, the National League, is calling time. A ball got away in the bullpen down the American League side in left field. Everything's all right. Santo steps back in on the 2-2 count. Lolich stares into his own catcher, a Detroit teammate, Bill Freehand. Ready to throw. Fastball beat high. 1 hop to Lolich, who's got it. Easy throw to Killebrew, and 1 run scores on the home run by Clemente. That's the only hit. No errors, none left. We go to the last of the 8th inning. American League 6, the National League 4.
Hi, this is Joe Garagiola, and today I'm going to give you some inside information on corrugated packaging from Owens, Illinois. See, there are times when the inside of a box is almost more important than the outside, especially if the product you're shipping is fragile or has a funny shape. Owens, Illinois has an expert on inside package design at each of the 20 Owens, Illinois box plants coast to coast. Ask for the inside story. Owens, Illinois. They're in the yellow pages.
Menin Skin Bracer helps you wake up in the morning or any time.
Scaffold ready, Doctor? Sponge ready, Doctor? Doctor. The doctor's asleep. Enter in. Skin Bracer.
Thanks, nurse. I needed that.
If you need waking up, slap on some Menin Skin Bracer. Its skin tightener and chin chillers work like a cold slap in the face.
Thanks, Menon. I needed that.
This is Sandy Koufax with Jim Simpson at Tiger Stadium in Detroit. The National League still trailing the American League in this ball game, but it's a little bit closer now. For the National League, 4 runs, 5 hits, and no errors. The American League, 6 runs, 7 hits, and no errors. A few changes on the field. In the outfield, Pete Rose has gone into right field and Bobby Bonds into center field. And the changes in the infield will have Ron Santo at third base and Felix Mian at second base. Jim?
That puts Lee May at first, Mian at second, Kessinger short, Santo at third, Stargell remains in left. He'll get his cuts in the 9th inning. Bonds in center, Rose in right. Bench remains behind the plate. And Don Wilson, who had a very good 7th inning, will pitch his 2nd inning. Wilson got him 1-2-3. He'll start off with Carl Yastrzemski. And on deck will be Al Kaline. As all-star games are, this is a scorekeeper's nightmare or a scorekeeper's dream, depending on How you like to go with it. Wilson is ready. Throws a fastball up high to Yastrzemski. Ball one. I loved it when you said, Sandy, here are a few changes. You gave four. Only nine people play the game. 1-0. Wilson right back and throws hard and fast again. But misses again. 2-0 to Yastrzemski. Kyle, who had four hits last year and was the most valuable player in the game, and only two others have had as many as four in one all-star game, is hitless tonight, 0-3. Left-handed batter against the right-hander Wilson, who fires his third consecutive fastball, all of which have missed. Last of the eighth inning. One more half inning, and maybe the American League will break that skein of 8-0 by the National League. There's the strike. 3-1. Yastrzemski taking all away. But we went into the ninth inning down in Cincinnati last year with the American League leading 4-1. It was tied up and later won when Pete Rose scored on Jim Hickman's single. And when Rose scored, he knocked down Fossey. Fouled out of play by Yastrzemski. Three balls, two strikes. Carl Yastrzemski. You missed what Carl said about the blow-up with Billy Conigliaro. He said, I've been in the major leagues for 10 years. I've tried my hardest in my heart and in my mind. I've never tried to have anyone traded or sold or fired. Ball four, Yastrzemski has drawn a walk. That's the third one given up. The first since Ellis was on the mound. And here comes Al Kaline, who hit the first pitch in the sixth for a base hit.
Jimmy, with that, we're now getting a little action in the National League bullpen. Rick Wise of the Philadelphia Phillies has gotten up to throw down there.
Kaline, right-handed batter, 303 on the year with eight home runs. That wind still blows. Tough to hit it out of here for right-handed batter unless he goes to the opposite field. Takes a strike. Outside, going up the knees, and some of the Tiger fans behind the plate didn't think it was over. Armin Killebrew with a home run is on deck. Don Wilson throws another fastball and blows it right past the swinging Al Kaline. Strike two. That wind, Sandy, has sprung up again. It's never really died, but it seems to be a greater velocity, like it was back in the second and third innings. Again, blowing toward right. Kaline takes fastball outside. One ball, two strikes. And Don Wilson is a good fastball pitcher. Lost some of it when he hurt his arm a couple of years ago. Has thrown almost exclusively fastballs tonight. One ball, two strike count. Kaline, another fastball up high, almost over his head, and it's 2-2. In the last 59 innings pitched by the National League before tonight, the American League had scored only 9 runs in those 59 All-Star innings. They've scored 6 in 7 innings tonight. Wilson back with another fastball and strikes out a Kaline, who trots back to the bench. And that brings up Herman Killebrew. Second strike after Wilson. Here's Killebrew, who hit a 3-2 pitch in the sixth inning off Ferguson Jenkins and homered in the left field seats, scoring Kaline ahead of him. For the fifth and sixth runs of this ballgame, there have been 6 home runs, 3 by each team. First ball is fastball in under the chin of Killebrew, perhaps reminding him that he did hit a home run last time out.
A gentle reminder.
American League leads because when they've hit their home runs, they've always had a man on base. That's the only difference. Another fastball, and he blew that one right by Killebrew. One ball, one strike. Aaron and Clementi hit theirs with nobody on. Bench with one on. There's a breaking pitch, but it misses. It's 2 balls, one strike. Frank Robinson, Reggie Jackson, and Killebrew have all hit 2 on homers for the American League, and that's the difference, 6-4 in the last of the eighth. 2-1 count to Killebrew, fastball, ground ball, Santo at third base, charges, goes to second base for one, the throw back to first, has the double play. Got no one, hits the errors and none left, and we go to the last gasp for the National League, the ninth inning, with a score at the end of eight, the American League 6, the National League 4. Retail Clerks International Association has in its ranks many thousands of teenage store workers who, through their union, enjoy good working conditions. They know that to attain sound objectives, both for themselves and their country, they need clear heads and healthy bodies. The Retail Clerk Union urges the youth of America to avoid harmful drug habits and to register to vote so they can make vital contributions to next year's election. This message from the Retail Clerks International Association, Washington, D.C., 20006.
All right, my boy. We'll see how great this Gillette Dry look is. We'll test it on the Frankenheimer Monster. First, test the adjustable valve for the control he needs. Now. I think he likes it. Yes, look at his hair. So natural, dry. Amazing. With Gillette Dry look, he looks almost human. Except for the pipe and his neck.
Sandy Koufax with Jim Simpson as we're back here in Detroit for the top of the ninth inning. The National League trailing by 2 runs. Their last chance down to their last 3 outs. Try and get back into this ball game. They've won 8 in a row, and if not in this inning, that'll be the end of the winning streak.
Well, Sandy, that's Lou Brock out on deck, which would seem to indicate that Willie Stargell, who came into the ballgame with those 30 home runs and 87 RBIs and was standing on deck when Santo rounded back to the pitch in the eighth inning, will not bat. And Brock will bat for Stargell.
Jim, I think you're in a situation here where you don't need the long ball anymore. The home run isn't going to help you, and Brock Anderson went with a man who's possibly got the best chance of becoming a base runner. Lou Brock's speed, his ability to hit the ball on the ground or hit the ball somewhere, Sparky's looking for the base runner. He needs 2 runs, not one.
Roll at your left-hander to Brock, a left-hander who is hitting .347 on the year from the St. Louis Cardinals. Outfielder swings and fouls the first pitch back to the screen. Speaking of the 1968 World Series, Brock in 67 against Boston and 68 against Detroit simply terrorized the opposing catchers. And when the Cardinals have the Tigers down 3-1. For the first time that anybody could remember, freehand throughout Lou Brock. And from there on, the whole series turned around. Tries to bunt his way on, roll it in. Left-handed throw to first base. Just does have the speedy Lou Brock.
That ball hit the plate and as a result went directly to Lowlich. If Lou had gotten the ball down on the ground, he had a good chance at beating it, but Mickey made a good play, charged off the mound very quickly, got under that ball, made a very strong, accurate throw to the inside of the baseline.
Well, you can feel this tension build up, 6-4, 2 outs away the American League is from breaking their 8-game losing streak. Lowlich, the Detroit boys, fires to Kessinger of the Chicago Cubs, who fouls it away. Lowlich trying to save it for Vida Blue.
Jim, and on deck is Johnny Bench, who's been Mr. Hero lately for the National League. So if Kessinger can get on, Bench would love to be able to hit with a chance to tie this one.
With that in mind, obviously Lowlich wants to keep Kessinger off. He flies the ball to right field. Kaline there in plenty of time, signaling he's got it in right center field and has it. They're 2 away, and Johnny Bench becomes the last hope for the National League. Bench homered with Stargell on in the second inning. Brooks Robinson robbed him with a great play going to his left in the fourth. Then he attempted a bunt in the seventh, which brought in Robinson and then promptly singled by Brooks in the seventh inning. Johnny Bench of Cincinnati, last year's most valuable player against Mickey Lowlich of Detroit, could be the last batter in the 42nd annual All-Star game. Could be the end of an 8-game winning streak for the National League. He takes a strike at the knees from Mickey Lowlich. 6 runs, 7 hits, no errors for the American League. 4 runs, 5 hits, no errors for the National. There have been a record-tying 6 home runs in the game. Lowlich back off the fist on the curveball. Brooks Robinson says, I've got it at the mound. He's right at the pitcher's mound and has it. The American League has won. The final score, the American League 6, the National League 4. And we'll have a recap of tonight's action in just a moment. Summer's here, and so is summer travel. If you're like most of us, you're using your car more than ever, and your tires are getting a harder workout than ever because of those hot roads, which can hurt. It's a good time of year to take a hard look at your tires and make certain they're all they should be. If they're not, it's best not to fool around. Come on into your Phillips 66 station and get the tires that are built for performance. Phillips Custom PGB 66 tires. These wide-belted tires are made with 2 plies of polyester cord and 2 belt plies of fiberglass to reinforce and stabilize the tread elements. And that adds up to long mileage and durability. And you can get them now at the Phillips 66 station nearest you, the same place you get 3 for the money gasoline performance. Stop in tomorrow for the high-performance products today's cars need. At Phillips 66, it's performance that counts. Well, Sandy Koufax, the American League did it.
Jim, it was a very happy American League team that left the field. I think you don't think too much about the All-Star game for a while, as long as the series seems to be going back and forth. You win one, and the other league wins one. But after losing eight straight, they had to really want to win this one tonight, and they did. They had good power. They got their runs on the home run. They hit the ball out of the ballpark, and they got the better pitching. The National League got two runs in the second inning on the one bad pitch that Blue made to Bench that he hit out. But other than that, the American League pitching, I think, was just a little bit better than that of the National League. They didn't walk as many. They didn't seem to get into as much trouble. And I think that's the story of the ballgame tonight.
We'll continue with our All-Star post-game roundup in just a minute.
Ready on the clock.
Golf. We're here at the filming of a TV commercial in which a man will shave in less than 20 seconds to test the Gillette Tecmatic razor.
5 seconds.
No razor can guarantee it'll never cut you, but Tecmatic is made to reduce the risk.
10 seconds.
Tecmatic is specially designed for fewer nicks or cuts.
15 seconds.
And that's it. 16.8 seconds. A good close shave without a nick or cut.
That Tecmatic works great.
Watch for this commercial on TV. Proof that Gillette Tecmatic is tough on your beard, not on your face.
The many thousands of teenagers who are members of the Retail Clerks International Association know that their overall well-being is enhanced by the good working conditions achieved by their union. They know, too, that to attain sound objectives for themselves and their country, they must work with clear heads and healthy bodies. The Retail Clerks Union urges the youth of America to avoid harmful drugs and to register to vote in next year's election. This message from the Retail Clerks International Association, Washington, D.C., 20006. Well, Vida Blue, who gave up three runs through the first three innings that he worked, turns out to be the winning pitcher in his first American League All-Star start. And Doc Ellis, who started and was very effective in the first two innings, fell below those four runs in the third inning, scored on home runs, a mammoth blast by Reggie Jackson, and a long home run to right by Frank Robinson. And that put the American League in front to stay 4-3, and Doc Ellis becomes the losing pitcher. And Sandy, it was said it was a hitter's ballpark, and three home runs by each squad. And as we said, the big difference being that when the American League hit theirs, there was always a man on base.
Sure, I think if any pitcher is going to get into trouble, it's going to be with walks and the long ball. And tonight we had six of them. It tied a record. It looked like in the third inning when Doc Ellis got into trouble, it looked like he got a couple of his breaking balls up a little bit. And when you've got hitters of this caliber on the ball club, they don't miss high breaking balls. A fellow who's not as good a hitter, he may foul it off or, you know, pop it up or something like that occasionally. But the good hitters, when you make a mistake on them, they hurt you. And I think that's what happened tonight. There are a couple of mistakes in the ball game by the pitchers. Not a lot of them, a few. But every time one was made, the hitters jumped on it and hit the ball very hard somewhere.
Well, you know, the fans are always arguing which is the better league, Sandy. In the American League, I'm sure all of their fans and American leagues will say, well, out of the last three World Series, the American League has won two of them, and now we've won an All-Star game after eight straight by the National League. And let's give credit where credit is due in that. Those two World Series won in the last 3 years were by the Baltimore Orioles, and the Knights' winning manager was Earl Weaver of Baltimore, and Palmer and Cuellar of Baltimore did a fantastic job, and, of course, Mickey Lolich of Detroit wound it up, gave up the home run to Clemente in the eighth inning, but saved the ball game for the American League. We'd like to thank Commissioner Bowie Kuhn, Tom Dawson, the Director of TV and Radio Activities for the Office of the Commissioner, Joe Reichle, the Director of Public Relations, Charles Feeney, the President of the National League, and Joe Cronin, the President of the American League. And, of course, our hosts here at Detroit at Tiger Stadium have been James Campbell, Executive Vice President and General Manager, now Middlesworth, Director of Public Relations. And we'll be back with more highlights from tonight's All-Star game right after this message.
It's a fact. Chrysler Plymouth offers more kinds of new cars than anyone else, including Dusters, Satellite, Roadrunner, Fury, Chrysler, and now a new entry in the subcompact field, the little car that can.
Here comes Chrysler. Coming through. Chrysler Plymouth. Coming through.
New Cricket from Plymouth. Has four doors and gives you family-sized room. Gives you good gas economy. And things you can't get in some other import-sized cars, like power disc brakes in front. Standard.
big 14-cubic-foot truck. And Cricket is Chrysler engineered, Chrysler built. Cricket, only 1915. Manufacturer's suggested retail price. Excluding state and local taxes, destination and suggested dealer new car preparation charges. At selected Plymouth dealers.
Jim Simpson with Sandy Koufax. The 42nd All-Star game is over. And we'll now get down to statistics, which is the love of most baseball fans. Overall now, the National League still leads the American League 23-18. But the eight-game winning streak of the National League has been broken. They had won 12 of the last 13, not counting a 1-1 tie back in 1961. And the American League has come back to win this game by the score of 6-4. And it is obvious to us that who is the most valuable player is going to be quite some question, because no one has appeared yet to win that most valuable prize. Harmon Killebrew is out on the field, but Killebrew, of course, was a late-inning replacement. He did put the game out of sight with a two-run homer. And Harmon Killebrew is now down on the field and ready to talk with Lindsey Nelson. And the commissioner of baseball, Bowie Kuhn, is also down there. And in a moment, we'll be going down to Lindsey. We haven't heard from Lindsey all evening long, but he has been down there waiting to talk to representatives of either the American or National League, but this has been the American League day. So, let's go down, if we can, to Lindsey Nelson.
The All-Star game tonight. He's not, they say, right now. He's come out on the field, but evidently they're having trouble.
Well, you can hear in the background our television audio, to which Lindsey is also linked into, saying that they're having some trouble finding the most valuable player. So, Sandy, we'll just have to stay in the dark, as is everybody in the station, in the stadium. Who is the most valuable player? That'll make some reading tomorrow.
Jim, I'm not sure that maybe it isn't Harmon Killebrew. You ended up with a two-run lead in the ballgame. Harmon hit the last of the two-run home runs that provided the winning margin, and maybe they've decided that it is going to be Harmon. It's hard to say. Each of the offensive players hit two-run home runs, so it's hard to pick one.
Well, let's go down to the field.
Well, that one happened to go in there.
This has been a pretty good ballpark for you.
Well, I think it's a good park for most hitters, and tonight was kind of an exceptionally different night for this ballpark. This, the wind generally doesn't blow like this here.
Commissioner Kuhn, what would you have to say to Harmon Killebrew?
Well, I'd have to say I'm not very surprised to see him hit a home run in this ballpark. He's the only man who's ever hit a ball over that roof over there.
And that was a pretty good shot. Was that one of your longest ever?
Well, I think so, Lance. It definitely was.
How do you feel about the American League now, sort of evening things up, getting a win after eight straight months?
Well, we're real happy about it because it's been a long time since we've been able to beat the National League, and I think it did a lot for us.
Well, Harmon, whether you are or not the most valuable player, we don't know, but you played a tremendous ball game. Congratulations.
Thank you, Lindsey.
Commissioner, thank you very much.
Thank you, Lindsey.
Now let's go back upstairs.
Well, Sandy, there's your answer. They don't know whether or not he is the most valuable player either, because in a game such as this, with such fine performances, for example, I would imagine the most valuable player would come from the winning team, but fine performances like by Palmer, Cuellar, Woldich, Reggie Jackson with that mammoth two-run blast, with Harmon Killebrew's two-run homer, with Frank Robinson's two-run homer, to put him out in front. There's a question whether or not, just who is the most valuable player.
Jim, I think we may have found out. I think we may get a chance to hear from Lindsey again before this is over about who the most valuable player was.
Well, we can wait here all night, Sandy, and perhaps we'll have to. But this broadcast has been authorized under broadcast rights granted by the Commissioner of Baseball solely for the entertainment of our listening audience. And any publication, rebroadcast, or the use of the descriptions and accounts of the game without the express written consent of the Commissioner of Baseball is prohibited. The only thing we can't tell you is who was the most valuable player in this game. You know, it's done by a vote of the press writers upstairs, and there are many in attendance. And they've got a poll that, and I'm sure the vote is going to be close. So that's one thing you'll have to read tomorrow. The 42nd All-Star game is over, 6-4 the final score. The American League has won after eight consecutive losses. And tonight's game has been brought to you by the Retail Clerks International Association, dedicated exclusively to the interests of store workers, Chrysler Corporation, Extra Care and Engineering. Your host tonight, your local Chrysler Plymouth dealer, Phillips 66. At Phillips 66, it's performance that counts. Right guard, Annie Perspirant, the one that's super dry. And by the Owens, Illinois Forest Products Division, a leading producer of corrugated packaging. The final score again was 6-4
in favor of the American League. And we do have word the most valuable player, Frank Robinson of the Baltimore Orioles, who hit the two-run homer that put the American League in front and won the ball game for the American League. Len Dillon has been our producer tonight in the booth, and Jim Howard has been our audio engineer. Now, this is Jim Simpson with Sandy Koufax saying thanks for listening, and again, American League 6, National League 4, this has been an NBC Radio Network production.